Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I want to thank all of you who have been supporting me, who have been praying for me, who have been helping me. And I also want to thank you for putting your comments below my videos as well, because they have added to the discussion of the things that the Lord is trying to show us. You know, we all have pieces of the puzzle. I have a small piece of the puzzle, what the Lord is showing me, and the Lord is showing others as well. And when we share, we get a bigger picture of what the Lord is trying to show His people. Now, I did start a Dream Forum just for all of you who are receiving prophetic things from the Lord, whether it be a word or a dream or a vision or just even a message. And please feel free to go and share what the Lord is showing you, not only down below in my comments, but also in the Dream Forum. And that link for that is down below. Now, I have a message that I received while praying on September 20th, 2022. And it was both a very severe warning and it was also a big encouragement. So I want to bring this to you. Now, if you can hang in there, it's a fairly short message. So please hang in there to the very end, because I have an interpretation of something that the Lord put in there about a tide. And as I was preparing to do this video, I felt the Holy Spirit led me to a couple things I would like to share with you. So let me go ahead now and read this to you. The world is about to implode from the inside out. It is a boiling pot bubbling over and splashing onto a sizzling hot stove. Signs are everywhere, but most choose, and I heard the word choose in capitals. I saw capitals, C-H-O-O-S-E. I'll say that again. Signs are everywhere, but most choose not to see because they love their lives more than me and more than their own souls. A new tide is coming, and then I heard the word flood, and it will wash clean the filth that man has created. It will be by my hand, for I will allow it to come. It will be in the physical, but will serve spiritual purposes. Many will perish, and many will come home to me during this time of house cleaning. My power and my judgments will come in hope that some will repent and turn back to their Creator and His Son. It is just one of the birth pangs that must come before I set up my new kingdom. For those who are walking close to me, I will tell them where to go if they are in harm's way. If you hear my voice, do not delay, but obey, because I am the good shepherd who leads and guides his flock. Draw close to the fount of living waters. Drink, for it will be refreshing for your soul. Let me renew, restore, and revive you in the midst of trials and chaos. Call out to me, and I will hear and will send guardian angels to assist you on your path. You are loved with an everlasting love. Don't despair, but rejoice, for greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Go now and be my witnesses to the end of the world. Your Savior, Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that was the end of that part of the message. And I waited a little bit. And here I heard this very encouraging thing from the Lord. I've never heard this before from the Lord concerning His people. I heard this. I heard, my little ones' hearts are getting more and more tender as they wait for me. The dross is being removed from their lives so they are soft and pliable under my care. They are my witnesses. They are my army. And they are ready to war in the spirit. They will receive power from above and will soar to new heights. Seek my Holy Spirit, seek revival, seek repentance, and seek the latter rain. Let the dry bones come alive. Amen and amen. That last part of the message, brothers and sisters, is packed with all kinds of things and references that you might want to look up for yourselves if you're interested. Look up what the latter rain means. Look up what does it mean, let the dry bones come alive. I will have some scripture references for all this, so you can go to my blog and look up the scripture references, because I don't want to get into that part right now. I do want to read these two scriptures real quickly, and then I'm going to tell you the interpretation of what I feel the Lord was showing us about the world imploding and a new tide is coming. Revelation 22:1 says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb." Revelation 22:17, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him come, let him take the water of life freely." I'll say the last part again. "Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." Okay, so I want to point out a couple things. While I was preparing for this video, I heard in my spirit to look up the word tide, and because it says that a new tide is coming, and then I heard the word flood, and I wasn't sure exactly what the Lord was pointing to concerning this new tide. Was it something good? Was it something bad? And I feel that this is a tide that is coming in, because I heard the word flood. You know, a tide will go in, a tide will go out. And this must be a tide that is coming in. It must be a flood that's coming. I believe this is twofold in terms of interpretation. I think it's a physical, something physical that's going to be happening, something big concerning a flood. I also believe it's something in the spirit as well. Now, tide in the Bible, in the dictionary, I looked up tide, and I saw that it meant this. It meant tides are the rise and fall of sea levels caused by the combined effects of the gravitational forces exerted by the moon and the sun and the rotation of the earth. That's what tide means. So when I read that, immediately when I saw about the moon and the sun, that's how the tides are affected, are by the moon and the sun, I thought about the verse that talks about, and in the last days we're going to see signs in the sun and the moon. This referred me to Luke 21:25. The Holy Spirit showed this to me, I believe. It says, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring." So that is pointing to the tide coming in, floods coming, the waves are roaring. But it also talks about distress of nations. So it's not just a flood physically, but it's a flood of the distress of nations. And this is, I believe, we're beginning to see this happening all over the world, the distress of nations. You know, it's so amazing to study prophecy in the Bible, especially right now, because we are starting to see so many things coming to fruition, or beginning to happen. And so for me, that is exciting in one sense, and on the other, it's it's very sobering, because we want all our loved ones and everyone to be right with the Lord during this time. So the second thing I wanted to bring to you was about the world is about to implode from the inside out. I don't think that is physical. I believe this is a metaphor, possibly. However, I do know that I have gotten words from the Lord concerning, you know, earthquakes and things like that that would go along with the floods. I once heard that the earth is going to crack. kind of like an egg. I know that sounds crazy, but this is like 10 years ago, I woke up to that word that the earth is going to crack. So I believe the world is about to implode. Again, we're seeing things physically happening, but also I think it means that there's everything that the chaos and the confusion that Satan and all his cohorts are bringing to the world. It is like a bubbling pot boiling over and splashing onto a sizzling hot stove, like the Lord gave me in this message, which was so true. I believe that we're seeing these things happen right now. All right, well, that's all for now. I thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. I want you all to know that I am praying for you daily. And I, again, want to thank you all for just being a part of this ministry. It has really blessed me. Shalom.